This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Good news to start the day.
Yes, it's Friday.
It's Friday, yes, first of all.
Start.
I get to go to the Pet Fest VIP thing today. Are you guys going to come? You're invited. You're allowed to come if you want to.
I can't because my son is star of the week.
Oh, no way.
Good news for Hudson. I got to go to lunch today. I got to go to recess. Hudson's going to present.
Ooh.
I've done nothing to help. I don't know if my picture is even on the sheet.
Well, I get to take my dog to Pet Fest and let him enjoy all the Pet Fest activities before anybody else. He gets to do the dock diving and the lure course and the little chase area with like where you can clock your dog and see how fast they run.
Dude.
Samson clocked out at 15 miles an hour. It's pretty fast.
That's crazy.
Quick off the gun, yeah.
It's a quick pup, man.
Goes quick for that ball, man.
He'll play around.
That's my good news. I'll be out there today for Pet Fest VIP. Your good news is a kid with a star thing.
He's star of the week. That
star
even
of the
wasn't
week.
My good news. What the hell? Might as well be.
Yeah, man.
That's my good news. Hudson is the star of the week, baby.
Star of the week.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say Pottery Guy fixed my sink last night, and that gave me all the feels.
Hold on.
I even took pictures of it because it turns me on.
Allie.
I just look at him. I'm like, God, look at him fixing my sink.
Will you stop lofting up these softball jokes that I can just talk about him cleaning your pipes and how easy this is? Will
so
you
easy.
Stop?
I'm just handing it to you.
You are just lofting it up, and I'm just Barry Bonds right out of the ballpark.
Bats out of the cave, man.
Come on.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's good news.
Hell
Gibbons,
yeah.
What's your good news?
My good news is I had breakfast for dinner last night.
No, nice.
I thought you were going to say you had breakfast right now. I was getting real hungry thinking about it.
Yeah, me too.
I was hoping there was going to be some food in the fridge in the work fridge this morning, but there's
we can
not.
Have the intern stop.
Baby.
It's Friday.
And, it is.
We got paid.
And I'm starving.
Let's get some eggs.
You know what? The good news is we're going to hopefully have us some breakfast later. And we got
that
paid.
Intern, call us. Call us. We need breakfast. Stats.
Hell yes.
No. Thank you, intern Visco girl.
Visco.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
That's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie. What's you laughing at over there while you put cheese in your mouth?
I'm hungry, man. I ate a beef stick already, a cheese stick, and now I'm waiting for the intern to bring McDonald's up in this bean.
Please. To make sure she has enough money. I said I can Venmo you, and she goes, I guess today's the day I get Venmo.
And then
she doesn't have it.
And then I said, I remember in college, like, she might not even have enough to cover our breakfast. I remember, like, buying a pack of cigarettes with, like, change in college where they were, like, $2.90-something a pack, and we were like, we had no money in college. Like, I couldn't have fronted that.
Scraping together coins just to get, like, a burrito off of something off the dollar menu. Yes.
Dude, $1.70.
All the time.
$1.75.
Hoping there was change in the take a penny, leave a penny. Hoping.
100%.
Hoping.
Yep, the good old days. Yeah.
And then if somebody else needed cigarettes, we would all put our money together. We'd just share a pack.
We can do it.
Now we just share vapes now, right? Is that how that works?
That was when cigarettes were $2 and something, right. Literally.
The good old days.
Yeah.
I just buy a vape for $10.
Yeah.
And it murders your lungs or whatever. Who knows?
Whatever.
But smoking is fine for you.
No, right. Totally.
Anyways. Remember when you went through a breakup when you were a teenager?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you got the love letters. And then what did you do with the love letters when you were done with them? You threw them out. You got rid of them after a breakup,
you
right?
Did.
You saved them?
You did?
You saved the love levers?
If I was like in love with somebody, I wouldn't have thrown something out if they sent it to me.
Well, this chick went through a breakup and she had a bunch of love letters and she was so upset.
That gave me chills just hearing that. I don't know why.
She decided to set them on fire in her third floor apartment with a butane lighter.
Oh, Jesus. I already know where this is going. What's a butane lighter?
It's like a little, like a torch, what you would use for like cooking or toasting marshmallows. It's like got a little bit of gas in it, but it's a solid flame, like that wouldn't blow out in the wind, that type of flame.
Yeah.
So she's like burning this letter and she thinks she puts it out and she falls asleep because she's crying and she's very upset about this breakup.
Aww.
She wakes up to her smoke alarm and she has set her entire room on fire because it was still smoldering.
This guy ruined her life.
He did.
It's
See?
All his fault.
It's all his fault. It really is.
If he hadn't have sent the damn letter, he'd break up with her.
No, a breakup caused an apartment fire. Thank God it didn't hurt anybody else's apartment. Nobody was injured, but just her apartment. This was in Nebraska. Lincoln, Nebraska.
Well, no wonder.
Right.
There's nothing else to do in Nebraska.
Was her, like, did the apartment building, just her apartment?
Just her apartment. Like $4,000 worth of damage, and she's charged with burning a fire illegally.
Charged?
Jeez.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so the Big Bang Theory, remember when that ended and people were all upset?
Oh, yeah.
It had been on for years and years. Well, this is kind of crazy. Two of the stars, Maya Bialik and Jim Parsons, who played husband and wife, really Blossom is what I like to call her. They're doing a new show together. They just got a whole show for Fox.
She's going to, not CBS,
which is what Big Bang Theory is on.
Yeah.
She's going to executive produce it alongside him. She's going to star in it, but he will not. He will only be behind the scenes.
Like writing and producing, I guess?
Apparently, yeah. But it's based on a BBC sitcom, Miranda, where it's basically about this chick that takes all her parents' money they save for her wedding and opens a cat cafe.
Oh, God.
What?
There's one of those in Milwaukee.
Yeah, whatever. So it's based on another BBC series, and they're going to start it up, and we'll see.
Does it have anything to do with the Big Bang Theory? Is it just the same people from it?
Nope, just same people based on different series. The two of them are clearly still want to work together.
Yeah,
because like I said, they played husband and wife on the Big Bang Theory, so that's good. They like each other.
How odd they are opening a cat cafe with Soft Kitty, Warm Kitty, Little Ball of Fur. Yeah, are they going to play that song?
Little Ball of Fur.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I know. I have to sing it every night to Hudson.
You have to.
Soft Kitty.
I had it. I would play it for you, but they're playing an iPhone 11
little
commercial on my YouTube right now.
Fur.
There you go.
Happy
now
kitty.
See, now you
got to
hear Ali sing it.
Sleeping kitty.
Purr, purr, purr. There you go. People that enjoy the show will enjoy that probably.
I'm going to kill my nanny for teaching them that song in the first place, quite frankly.
I've never seen that show once in my life.
Me neither, but I know the song by heart because I've sang it every day for the past 2 years, Gibbons.
Thanks a lot, nanny.
Soft
kitties. Thanks a lot, Ella. Nothing.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
I just had a question for everybody listening right now.
Yeah?
We've had a discussion in the room before. Of people that, now, when you have a baby, it's a big deal, right? For the most part.
Yes.
For the most
part.
When it's planned, it's a big deal, right? When it's not planned, it's a little bit of a surprise or a shock, I could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand not wanting to announce a pregnancy early on because there's risks of losing the baby. You have to make sure that you're far enough along, that everything's going to carry, that you're healthy enough.
For sure.
But what is up with people keeping their pregnancy a secret, like 6-7 months deep into the pregnancy?
I don't know. It's bizarre because these are the same people that'll post on Instagram like it's going out of style.
Yes.
And then they won't say a word when they're pregnant. I'm like, I don't understand what the secret is, especially when you're like an adult.
And
you're 25. You're in a relationship. Nobody cares, and you won't tell people you're pregnant. It's
or
the strangest
you're 30,
thing to me.
35 and you're married to your wife, and you've
that
been
too.
Married for years, and you're having a baby. There's nothing wrong with that. You're married. It's probably
wasn't
planned.
I wish our coworker
planned.
Was in here, Bart, because I don't give a damn.
No, I don't either. I was going to say, the guy from our sports
station. Bart
is the weirdest
guy.
Bart on our sports station came to me, and he was like, hey, because Bart and I always had this thing. His wife didn't, and him didn't have kids. My wife and I didn't have kids, and they always had this rule. They were like, if forever, some reason, we want kids for 30 days straight, we'll have a kid. But we never get
they
to 30
had a
days.
Rule. Sounds like Bart's rule, not his
thing.
Wife's.
Whatever.
So they telling everybody.
So he comes to me one
we
day, like a year ago almost, and he goes, hey, I'm out of the club. And I go, what club? He goes, the no kid club.
Oh.
But don't tell anybody about this. Because I don't want to be that person on Facebook
Look,
and
the guy
Instagram.
The guy didn't tell anybody in the building
Nobody.
For like 8 months that he was about to have a kid. He
Nobody.
Didn't even talk about it on the air. I'm like, you know how many men want to bitch about their pregnant wives
exactly.
and you're not even
Seriously.
Talking about it? Like what is wrong with
you? On a sports station of all things.
Where men love to just bitch about their wives.
Right.
You have the opportunity, the
but
voice.
But then when people tell me that, now I feel like I'm instilled with this secret. Now I can't tell anybody. Now I've been given this. So when you find out that he's pregnant, then I have to pretend like I'm surprised. And it's happened before with other people that we know.
No, it happened.
We have a boss in the building who's pregnant and announced it on Instagram yesterday. And I didn't know. She hasn't said a word to me about it. It's bizarre. That's
right?
What I'm saying. And nobody knew.
Yes.
It is what it is. Like I'm not going to act like
no.
These people are posting on Instagram, but they're not telling us.
But they tell
but
other. But they'll
for
tell.
6 months.
But they tell other people.
They tell
that,
random
that,
people
that you know around you, and then
it's
you
so
find
weird.
Out. It's really weird.
It's so weird.
Very bizarre. You're having a child. It's going to happen.
Aren't you happy?
It's going to happen. Be happy for
and
it.
And that happened years ago in this building too, with another girl. I mean, years ago. I remember she worked in this building for years, and she, off the air. And I turned and looked at her one day, and I go, "Is she freaking pregnant?"
Yeah.
Turned out she was totally like 6 months pregnant by a guy in the building, and they didn't want anybody to know. I'm like, you can't hide it, people.
I wanted to know, does this happen in your circle of friends or in your workplace? 71037. I would like to know if this happens to anybody else or if it's just our building thing.
They're not hiding it because they've had fertility issues. They're not hiding it because they're nervous they're going to lose it. These are people that full on have no reason to hide
a
pregnancy 6 months in. It's the strangest thing I've ever seen.
I had another friend on Facebook. She just announced, she goes, oh, by the way, I'm due next month.
Oh my
and
God.
And I looked at the comments underneath from like her brother. brothers and sisters being like, you didn't tell us?
Ew.
I was like, you told these people on Facebook 8 months into the pregnancy.
But that's what just happened for me.
Yes.
Somebody just told me on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's how I found, I mean, you see what I'm saying? It's the same thing. It's bizarre.
I mean, it's your news to tell, but just come out with it. Go ahead.
I don't get it.
At 71037, my sister-in-law didn't tell us about her third pregnancy until we asked when we thought she was obviously showing. She was already 7 months pregnant. She thought it wasn't a big deal and didn't think she should say anything. It was so weird. Yeah. We noticed she got fat and she was like, I don't know.
I know. Is it selfish for me to be upset about the way that you announce your pregnancy? No, but I think it's odd the way that you announce the news. Okay?
Yeah.
No, they're not announcing it. That's what's weird.
Right.
I agree. I don't get what the hiding it is. I don't get what
that's
about.
Either. We got people calling. It's 799-1037. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Regina.
Regina. We always wear pink on Wednesdays.
Regina George.
You were calling about people keeping their pregnancy a secret? Is this a normal thing?
Yes. So why? I'm laughing because this actually happened with my sister and my brother-in-law.
Really?
And they kept it, and they did tell random people. They even decided godparents with random people with not even telling me.
What?
Sweet, they
so strange.
Told other people. Why do you think they hid it?
I have no idea. And they're married. They have a house.
That's
and everything.
Thing.
I'm laughing
that
this is the topic because I have the same exact idea. Like, why would you not tell people?
It's bizarre.
Someone texted
into
71037. They said, for some people, it will affect their job and are afraid someone might say something too soon. Why? How would it affect your job? Can it now?
My sister was worried about that because she was worried she might not get a promotion. But that, really wasn't that big of a concern. I have no idea why the real reason was.
Yeah.
Well, some women do get pushed. I mean, they can't have to let you do your stuff, but I could see, you know, they're not supposed to, but it happens because somebody's going, she doesn't
totally
have the time. They just can't say that out loud because that would be illegal. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Exactly.
Regina George, thanks for calling this morning. Somebody said, how about wedding? We're not talking about wedding invites and weddings. We're talking about pregnancies, all right?
Let's take one more call.
799-1037. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Danielle.
Danielle, you're calling about people keeping their pregnancy a secret.
I am. I'm
only telling a select few people.
I kept my pregnancy a secret.
Why did you do that?
Why?
So I was with my ex for 5.5 years, and we did 10 months of fertility treatment.
Okay.
And I actually ended up leaving him when I was 13 weeks pregnant because he was not excited about the pregnancy.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
So I kept it all a secret because I didn't want judgment from anybody else because they knew that we were no longer together, but then I was pregnant. And it was just less stress of, you know, the people asking questions about what's going on.
Right.
And, like, what I'm going to do afterwards.
So isn't it sad you had to feel shame for that? Isn't it sad that you can't just have a baby and be happy on your own? Like, you could raise it on your own. You probably were just fine on your own, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. I had a perfect
yes, it was great. I was fine on my own. Awesome. No!
I'm trying to be positive.
I have a really good support system, and I have a really good village, so I'm really happy that
right.
I
you
that.
Definitely have to have the support system.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
All right, so that's why
and
you get.
Actually, the lady who did my pregnancy pictures, I didn't tell her that I didn't post anything about my pregnancy, and she actually is the one who spilled it to Facebook because she posted the pictures and nobody knew I was pregnant.
Oh, Jesus.
So I was literally 8 months pregnant, and she posted the pictures, and like nobody knew, and I'm like, oh, God.
In fairness, you took pregnancy pictures, you kind of put it out there.
I agree. Like, if you're taking the pictures,
you were taken.
I took them for myself to have, but I didn't realize she was going to put them on Facebook before she even showed me them.
She didn't think that. She thinks this woman wants to put it out there, I think.
Okay, now, here's somebody texted in and said, I shared one of my pregnancies at 8 weeks, then lost the baby at 12.
Well, that makes sense.
That's why we don't tell people till the end of the first trimester.
Uh-huh.
And I see women do that all the time in the first trimester, and it makes me cringe because I'm like, you could miscarry at any point. It's very possible that makes me nervous when people announce it before that.
Yeah, we're not talking about those people. We're talking about people that are 7-8 months in that are very healthily carrying a child, expecting. They're already they're painting the room. They've bought the clothes and everything. So I'm glad to know we're not alone in this.
Seriously?
Thanks for the text. We'll read them 71037. Why are you keeping your pregnancy a secret, huh?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Did you hear that Marcus Majestic is doing in Brookfield? Celebrating 25 years of
Wait,
Friends.
The Majestic?
The Majestic, yes. They're showing like four fan
favorite episodes of Friends, right? Like in their original form, the 35 millimeter film. So this is like for classic Friends fans, like the hardcore ones, that they're calling it Friends, the one with the anniversary. September 23rd, September 28th, and October 2nd at 7 p.m. at select locations, which is kind of cool. They're doing it at the Marcus Majestic in Brookfield.
Hell to the
They're transforming the whole lobby into like the Central Perk coffee shop, so
no
you can take
way.
Pictures from there. Yeah. It looks pretty cool.
Okay. Riggs.
So it's like a pop-up.
Yeah.
The three of us have to go in there, okay, to this pop-up shop. We have to have a giant piece of furniture that we're trying to move, and we have to just reenact. Pivot! That's my all-time favorite Friends scene. Oh, I love
it. The Majestic in Brookfield will have the whole iconic coffee shop set up for the everything. So
that's
the
awesome.
Hardcore Friends fans can go check that out. It seems pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
So 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's become a Friday tradition.
Friday tradition. Should I bring back the echo?
Yes. Bring back the echo.
Bring it back the
it's
echo.
It's time for the one, the one.
Dad Joke Friday.
Yeah.
Bad Joke Friday.
Yep. Dad jokes, they're bad jokes. And we have our judge on the phone this morning from Saukville. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
With a K, Christy.
Christy with a K. Okay. Did you say Y or an I? I can't remember.
An I.
I. Ooh. Christy with a K and an I.
Did, yeah. When you were younger, did you used to dot the I with a little heart or a little smiley face?
I didn't.
Oh. You wasted the I, Christy.
Me neither, girl.
You wasted the I.
I know. All it right. was very, like, it was prominent. It had to be an I, though.
All right. Here's how this works. We go around the table. We tell dad jokes. If you laugh, we get a point. First one to get three laughs wins. Dad Joke Friday.
Bad Joke Friday.
I'm going for a second victory this week. Winner gets the Batman trophy, by the way.
Yes.
Which is the signifying thing that you are the dad joke champion for the week. Christy, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Gibbons, you weren't here last week, so why don't you go first?
All right. Why did the book join the police force? Because he really wanted to work undercover.
All right.
Oh, man.
Nothing.
Nothing.
All right. How about this one?
Okay.
What kind of bee is always dropping the football? The fumblebee. You know, fumble?
Oh, I've heard that one.
And you thought it was funny?
I did. I put it on
twice?
The napkin.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, she put it on the napkin and she chuckled. That counts.
All right, I'll take a point. Allie, you're up.
Not to brag, but I have this weird talent in guessing what's inside a wrapped present, guys.
Oh, yeah?
It's a gift.
Clever.
Oh.
Clever. Gibbons?
You guys, I stayed up really late one night, and I was wondering, where'd the sun go? And then it dawned on me. Oh, come
Ooh.
On!
Bump.
Ooh.
I'm going with the dumbest ones I got here.
Hey, Christy, do you know what goosebumps are for? They keep the geese,
no.
They keep the geese from speeding.
Say that again.
Do you know what goosebumps are for? They keep the geese from speeding.
Oh,
but I'm bummed.
Damn it.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Right, I'll take it. Two.
All right.
Two.
This
two to
mine.
One.
Yep.
Hey, Christy, why are Irish bankers so successful?
Why?
Because their capital's always Dublin. Even I'm cracking myself.
It was you throwing your hands up like a gangster that
Dublin.
Made it funny.
Okay, fine.
I think she was laughing.
She might have laughed,
we might
but
have been.
Whatever.
I think we laughed over
that's
her
a
laugh.
She's like, "Oh, Dublin, Ireland." Oh,
all right, tied it up.
Every day I'm Dublin.
All right, you guys each have two laughs. I have zero laughs for Dad Joke Friday.
Come on, Gibbons.
Bad Joke Friday.
All right, Gibbons, get it.
If I'm gonna lose, I might as well piss some women off. Okay.
Right. Oh God.
I was talking
if
to.
I'm gonna lose.
I was talking to Alexa the other day. Right. I said, "Hey Alexa, what do women want?" Big mistake. The bitch has not shut up in 4 days.
Oh.
She laughed at that. She and Christy laughed at that. All right, I'm on the board. I'm
on
the board.
Oh, jeez.
That was good. That was good.
All right.
All right. Christy, what did the mommy broom say to the baby broom?
What?
It's time to go to sweep.
Oh, jeez. Corny.
Even with the salesmanship afterwards.
Yeah, cornball.
Nope. Nothing.
They're dad jokes. They're supposed to be corn.
That's true.
That's true.
It is.
That's
Dad Joke Friday.
Yep.
Bad Joke Friday.
Thanks for keeping it going.
All right, Christy, did you know that 97% of the world is stupid? Luckily, I'm in the other 5%.
That was actually really funny. That was actually really good.
Okay, can I do it again? Please,
please say that again.
Christy.
For the people in the back.
Did you know that 97% of the world is stupid? Luckily, I'm in the other 5%.
Yo, okay.
Thank
that
you.
Might be the best clincher for Dad Joke
yes.
Friday ever. I mean, that was
yes.
damn funny.
It was self-deprecating. It was hilarious. It was great.
Fantastic.
Oh, man.
Hey, Chrissy, you know what? For playing along with Dad Joke Friday this morning, we're going to hook you up with the grand prize. It's a 2020 Gold Season Passes. How's that sound?
Woo!
To Six Flags
Yay!
Great America.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, you can go check out Fright Fest presented by Snickers. Right now, you can feast on big savings, 40% off on one-day admissions when buying online. Go to sixflags.com for more. But
it's
you're going
deal.
For free. Yes, and it also includes parking, and you can go for the rest of this season and all of next season. Congratulations, Christy.
I am so excited. Thank you so much.
We're excited for you. What a way
yes.
to kick off the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on the
yes.
phone. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Have fun in Saukville.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. Gibbons has been sitting down on his hell to the known. He's very upset.
What happened?
You all right over there, buddy?
No, dude.
No.
Is there any better feeling than sleeping on freshly washed sheets?
No.
No.
Right?
Not at bedtime.
So
right. Better feelings, but only at bedtime.
Mm-hmm. So I was very excited. I was going to go to the laundromat yesterday,
yeah.
wash the sheets, have fresh new sheets, right? Get to the laundromat, pull out my dollar bill, go to make sure it's all nice and smooth and crisp to go into the machine
yeah.
there. And I somehow, I can't figure even out how I did it, ripped the dollar bill.
While you were like...
While
I
I'm
know what you were doing and trying to flatten it out on like a corner of something
uh-huh.
or a table.
And I ripped off the corner. I go, oh, it'll still work. Put the dollar in, nothing. But wait, it gets worse.
You mean if you rip it in half, you can't put it in twice? That
Isn't
doesn't
that
count?
Something? No, right? And I had no tape to even tape it up. So now I'm like, all right, I got these stinky bed sheets. I'll just leave them in the car. So then I get to sleep last night with no bed sheets on my bed.
Oh.
Hell no.
But wait, it gets even worse. I get in my car this morning, and my bed sheets were so sweaty and smelled so bad that now my entire new car smells like a men's locker room.
Like it didn't before.
I know.
Gibbons, come on.
Like, when it comes to smells in the car, my car always smells good. I'll have you know.
Somebody texted into 71037. They said, when you ask your husband how you should go about telling your parents you're pregnant, and he says, eh, they'll figure it out.
He has a point.
Your husband, the one you're going to spend the rest of your life with. How do we tell the in-laws?
Make it awkward at an encounter. Like, are you gaining weight or pregnant? We don't know what to ask right now. Are you pregnant?
Awkward.
It's weird.
Yeah.
How about the $12 little stuffed toy that I bought for Samson yesterday at Petco that they said was indestructible, that the guy tore apart?
They're never. They're
never.
Always indestructible. Destructible is what I'm trying to say.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
It was touted to be the toughest. Can stand up to the toughest of chewers. No, bro. You can't.
I don't think so.
Wasted so much money on toys they claim my dog can't rip up. I am done buying into that kind of advertising where they claim to be the one toy your dog can't rip up, because none of them have worked. Feel free to text at 71037 if you think you have the end all be all of dog toys that don't rip.
Please, because I have a dog that's a monster. My dog is a monster chewer, man. He'll chew through anything.
That's what I mean. Like, they all, none of them work.
No.
None of them work. By the way, yes, Gibbons.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. I just said text at 71037. I saw that just like, how the hell does this happen?
What happened?
The person texted at 71037. When you're already late for a meeting at work and your car door won't open, so you're literally locked inside your own car.
Ew.
You're late. Like, you're in the parking lot at work. You're already late for the meeting and your car won't even open up. What the hell?
I was on a bus yesterday to the Brewer game, by the way.
Ooh,
a shuttle.
Yeah.
From Jackson's, what is it? Jackson's
Blue
Ribbon. Like the one in Tosa. Or
yes.
Tosa. Not, or whatever the hell town that is.
Right on the corner.
Yes. So Tosa I'm going to the Brewer game yesterday afternoon. It's me and Pottery Guy.
Yeah.
We're on the bus. I'm trying to be inconspicuous.
Uh-huh.
We are on this bus and we are in the front row because we got on last.
Jesus.
And as I'm sitting there, I get a message on Facebook from a lady who says, "Hi, I'm on the bus with you and Pottery Guy." And I'm like, "No! I I've been trying to keep this a secret.
You can't be Allie and go out to a Brewers game and expect it to be inconspicuous.
So then I'm afraid to turn around. Now I'm afraid to turn around because she's behind me.
Yeah?
And I'm like, oh God, oh God. Well, now I gotta turn around. So I do that. Hey. The old wave to Cindy. Hey, Cindy.
Yeah?
She's like, hey, girl. I'm like, hey. But then she sent me a message and said, have fun. Also, your guy is hot.
Yeah.
Yes, honey.
I got to piggyback off of Allie's a little bit. Allie, pick up your phone again and read the text message that I and Riggs sent you in our group text while you were at the game.
Wait, you sent me a...
You responded to it.
I did. I was drunk.
When Allie, okay, okay. Then allow me to give it for
you.
Allow me to give it for you.
Oh, okay. Now I see it.
When Allie is trying to keep her relationship a secret and doesn't want to reveal who Pottery Guy is, doesn't want people to know. Mind you, Allie Faith is 6 feet tall with platinum blonde hair, and she goes to the Brewers game to be inconspicuous. Where she's seven rows behind home plate and on
eight,
camera.
In
the,
fairness, eight.
On camera the yeah. entire
we
freaking
were, I was
game.
Not, was I?
Yes, you were.
I was really on TV
Allie,
the whole time.
You have platinum blonde hair.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
You know what's funny? I was taking Instagram videos and I looked at them. I go, I can't post these and everybody will know where we're sitting and it'll be so obvious we're right by the freaking home plate.
Everybody. It's obvious because that's where the camera's facing, you goof.
I didn't think about it.
When you watch the game, that's what you look at. The batter and front row Amy and the people behind her.
It's exactly. It occurred to me we were going to be on TV. He said that before I even... He goes, you know, we're probably going to end up on TV. I go, oh my God, no!
And bro, okay, let me tell... Okay, as a pervy dude, let me tell you, because Riggs mentioned front row Amy. Yeah. Who is the lady who goes to the front row of every Brewers game, and she's always dressed very nicely.
Oh, we know her.
When I was checking her out at the game yesterday, I swear to God, you were within eye shot of her.
So, we were looking for her because at one point he goes, hey, where's that chick that sits in the front row? And I turned and go, don't act like you don't know her name is front row Amy. Okay, all you dudes.
You guys were in direct view
stupid.
With her.
Stupid. I looked, didn't see her, and I was looking around. That's so
you
funny.
You read front row Amy's story?
I have.
How? No.
I've been to her, website, okay?
Read a whole article
that's
about her.
That's my thing. Don't pretend like you don't know her name. There's my hell to the no. I'm not right. that stupid, okay?
Exactly.
There's one girl.
You know he follows her on Twitter.
Of course he does. I'm like, don't act like you don't know the chick with the big boobs in the front row, okay?
Exactly.
Thanks.
Everybody
Bye.
Does, yeah.
Yes.
Thanks for your hell to the no. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so we've met a lot of celebrities, honestly, just because of our job. But have you ever kissed anyone on the cheek when you met them?
No, not unless you're in like Europe or something where it's like a way that you greet somebody. But no, I wouldn't kiss someone on the cheek.
No.
Well, Kelly Clarkson gave her PSA for the day. She said, spread the word. I don't like being kissed on my face when you meet me, ever, male or female. She said, I ain't European, y'all. I didn't grow up doing that.
Right.
I don't like it. I don't know where your mouth has been, but I know where it's not going to end up, and that's anywhere on my face.
Ooh.
So there you go. Kelly Clarkson, because she's got her new talk show now.
Yes.
And she's on The Voice. She's, you know, coach on The Voice.
Yeah.
So lots of stuff going on for Kelly Clarkson.
She reunited the original American Idol judges on her show. She had Simon, uh-huh. Randy, and Paula, all three of them on there.
Really?
And then Justin Guarini came out as well.
Shut up!
Yeah, she brought them all out.
She's bringing the heat on her new show. He's not busy. He's got time.
No,
he was
is.
Probably so excited.
He is busy. Justin Guarini. He does the Dr. Pepper, the Diet Dr. Pepper commercials. He's a little sweet.
So wait, he was busy for 6 days when he filmed it.
Yes.
What's he doing now?
Well, he's doing a press tour for that.
It takes days to film, brother.
He's doing a press tour for that now.
I can't believe Justin Green.
Is he still in those? I thought that was a while ago he did those.
I've seen him in the last 6 months or so.
Oh my God, that's funny.
It's a sweet one.
I can't believe he cut his hair.
Justin Guarini?
What a sellout, Justin Guarini.
What do you mean a sellout?
He cut his hair. That was the
that
hallmark
was his
of his
thing.
Character.
That was it literally was the one thing about him that made him so memorable was his hair.
It wasn't his singing ability, I'll tell you that.
Or his acting ability.
And you, from Justin to Kelly, was a beautiful film.
You can't say that with a straight face, can you?
It was, you know, that and Crossroads with Britney. Those were the two. Let me tell you.
With Taryn Manning. It's a great film.
I'm going to confess this to the world.
What?
I should not never. I'm not going to confess.
You liked Crossroads, didn't you?
You know what? I could ask our intern something. 21-year-old intern, go to the mic, please. How old, first of all, did you watch American Idol in the height of its day?
I don't know if it was the height of its day, but I watched it, yeah.
Did you remember when Kelly Clarkson won, or were you too little?
Oh, no, I don't.
You don't remember at all.
Who do you remember winning American Idol?
The debut year was 2000 and I want to say 3.
I want to say 1.
Who do you think of with American Idol? Who's the winner?
Two or three. I remember I watched the one where Scotty McCreary won.
Scotty McCreary.
Yeah, that was a later one, right? Is that
his name? What year were you born?
98.
Oh, Jesus. She was three probably when Kelly Clarkson won. Jesus.
I know she won, but I didn't see it.
You don't I've seen it on YouTube. It
Season one was September 4th, 2002 of American Idol.
Ah.
Say that again?
2002 was when American Idol first premiered.
I knew I was in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
But I couldn't remember what
like
the
a
wrong year
turn in Albuquerque. Oh, dear God.
End of the day, don't kiss Kelly Clarkson on the cheek when you meet her.
Okay? No.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Are you living your best life? Trying something out for the first time this weekend, you guys.
Oh?
Living my best life at Bayview Bash. Never been before. Always heard good things about it. And it's
I've
tomorrow.
I've never heard of it either.
KS.
Bayview Bash. It's in...
Yeah, what is it?
Bayview.
Good, nice Spanish.
Uh-huh.
KS.
No say, Allie. No say. It's my first time, amiga. It's my first time there.
¿Dónde está?
Está en Bayview.
Oh,
sí, me gusta, me gusta.
¿De dónde eres?
La música o no?
No, to all
sí,
the Hispanic people out
música.
There. Three white people open to taking Spanish lessons from anyone that wants to teach.
Mm-hmm. Música, comida,
hola.
Bebidas.
Ooh, wow.
Fiesta.
Sí.
I don't know, it's going to be great.
It sounds
Bayview,
badass.
It sounds cool. Bayview yeah. Bash. There's music, there's food, there's white claws. I think I'm going to do some claws this weekend because... we're going to a friend's house, and she has a
Dude,
bunch of
White Claw's
koozies.
Nasty. Can I just be honest?
This is living your best
oh,
life.
Sorry.
You shut up right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, what the hell?
Worst of there all are, those drinks.
You shut
listen
your
here.
Mouth. Shut up.
Wait,
come on.
Stop there it. Are... No, you don't really think White Claw's the best out of all your choices, do
listen,
you?
We're living our best life,
okay,
all right?
I'm just asking.
Living our best life, we do. Because there's no laws when you're drinking the claws,
yeah,
Allie.
Yeah, but a great slogan. Da, 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 da. Worst yeah, booze.
No, ha! No laws when
Only
you're drinking.
When I'm forced to.
No laws when you're drinking the claws.
Can Girls, I, the White Claw's the grossest.
No loss.
I almost just said the F word. Screw it, I'll admit it. I'll admit it, okay? I've only had White Claw. I haven't had
oh,
the others.
Dude, I, start branching out. Everything will change.
I've heard so much about Press. I really want to
First
try
of all,
Press.
Henry's is the Miller brand, okay?
Yeah.
Henry's is the... That's why it's at Miller Park, yes. Summerfest. Yeah, so
Thank
first
you.
Of all, we should be fighting for Henry's. And then after that, I went for Press, which is done by Milwaukee Brewing Company.
Yeah.
But I've destroyed Riggs's... Living his best life because I cannot no as an
not
honest,
living your best life
as an honest person on the show I cannot honestly. Tote the White Claw anymore and be serious about it I cannot
you've changed my Friday plans
I'm telling you go try the Smirnoff Ices
Fine,
are
I'll do
insane
the, I'll drink Press tonight I'll drink White Claw tomorrow but I'll compare the two and I'll report back on Monday
you know you can do no laws with the other drinks too
no,
you don't have to have the
ain't
White
ain't no
Claw.
Stress when you're drinking the Press
Boom!
See There you go.
Boom, boom.
There you go. No stress.
Seriously, though.
You can send the check to Riggs Radio and Allie, Faith, and Gibbons over here. How are you living your best life? You can text us 71037 or you just call us 799-1037. What are you doing to live your best life? It's 103.7 KISS FM. Five sauce.
I'm dead ass going to go get a bunch of these and try a taste test. Because
I'm
never...
telling you, it changed my life tasting the others. You'll never go back to White Claw. Never.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What are you going to spill Dude. some tea on the
okay,
radio?
Okay, so first of all, let
Hold
me just say
first,
that...
let me yeah. get my tea ready.
Thank you. Okay. You got your tea and your popcorn?
Yep.
First of all, let me just say that this story starts with me being terrified because... You know, I was on swiping on Tinder for a while.
Yeah.
So I'm swipe, swipe, swipe. And I went out with a few guys, and all of them, for some reason, had black trucks. Okay. Like all of them. I don't know what the deal is with guys in Wisconsin with the black. It's like, but then I look everywhere. There's nothing but black trucks.
Do they have
okay?
back to badge bumper stickers on the back,
no,
too?
No, they don't.
Do they have testicles falling on the back of the truck?
No, they don't. Because
okay.
that would be gross.
Checking.
Okay. So that's a good question.
Because one of the two things is usually on the back
be
of the truck.
So turned off.
The sticker okay. or the balls. One
yep.
of the two.
Sticker or the balls.
It's a fact.
Okay,
bro.
So I am standing in my driveway the other day about to start my lawnmower, okay? And I've got on like kind of workout clothes because I'm about to mow the lawn. So
yeah.
I might even come for the gym, hell, who knows? And I'm standing there about to start it and I look and at the end of my driveway is this big black truck.
Oh, not
and
scheduled
cannot,
to be there?
No. It's okay. like 3 p.m, okay? And I'm starting to freak out a little because I can't see. There's a man in it, and he's pulled up clearly, and he goes, "Hey!" And I'm like, "Oh God, who is this? Which one is this? One of the guy? Who is this? Somebody? I don't know who this is, and
is
I can't see
somebody at the end of your driveway.
At the end of my driveway, I'm freaking out. Right?
Yeah.
So I walk slowly, and as I'm walking, I'm like, "Oh God, which guy is this? Who is this? Is this even one of the guys? I'm gonna freak." Well, all of a sudden, as I get closer, I hear, "Damn, your arms are ripped, girl!" And I look, and I'm like, "Wait, oh, it's my friend Nick. It's just a guy that I know. It's none of the guys I dated. It's just my friend Nick, and he's at the driveway in his big black truck. Cause hello, everybody freaking has one, right?
Bro, have you not seen his truck before?
No. Oh yeah, he used to have a red one, so he had got a black one.
Okay, so he's in a different.
So
vehicle.
He had a different truck.
I'm
sweating now. Jesus, look at me. I was so nervous. I panicked in that moment, just so you know, because I didn't know what was going on. And so I go walk down to the end of the driveway, and I'm like, "What are you doing, brother?
Are you taking your shirt off right
really
now?"
I'm really hot from that freaked me out. So listen, I'm wearing a sweatshirt, for Christ's sake.
What the hell is going on right now?
I don't know, man. Went to the end of the driveway, and this is where the juicy story comes on.
Oh.
I go down, and I go, "Dude, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing at the end of my driveway?" He's like, "Well, I just had to tell you something. I had to stop at your house because I'm on my way home from work, and you're the first person I know whose house I passed. What? And I'm dying to tell somebody this." What the hell is going on? I'm like an emotional roller coaster at this point. And he whips out an engagement ring for his girlfriend. And nobody, he just picked it up. And nobody knows. Don't worry, he's proposed. This happened a few days ago. He proposed. But I wouldn't tell this before he proposed. Don't worry. But I had never in my life thought about the fact, and this is what him and I talked about in my driveway. I go, "Dude, that's beautiful. Your girlfriend's going to love it. She's going to freak." I was like, genuinely happy for them. They've lived together for a long time. And I go, "That's awesome." And he goes, I don't know what to do now. I got to wait like 5 days before I propose. And now what do I do with the ring? And oh my God. And I can't tell her. And
that's
tell her
stress,
everything.
Yeah.
And it never occurred to me the amount of stress men go through between the ring pickup and the actual proposal. Does that make any sense?
100%.
Never occurred to me, even though obviously I've been engaged, I got married, never in a million years as a woman, I bet women never think about this, that there is this pivotal like period where you buy the ring and then you wait to propose and you're freaking out and you can't tell anyone.
I had to hide the engagement ring for my wife. I had to hide it in the kitchen, like above the refrigerator in the back, because I was like, chick's going to be hunting for it. She's going to look around.
She knew it was coming?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
She knew that she knew that we got the ring because I went to the store with her to pick one out. So she knew that there was one that I had gotten.
Oh.
What? That's normal out a ring with somebody?
No, I went with my ex and showed him what I liked. And then I didn't know when it was coming, and it came way later. Like months later.
Yes, she didn't know when it was coming. But
okay,
But I was nervous that she would find it or somehow. Yeah. Where am I going to put it?
I'm not one of those girls who would want to go hunting for it, though. I want to be surprised for something like that.
And I didn't know that.
Because then if I find it, I feel bad that I found it.
I didn't know that shopping for, like, taking your soon-to-be fiance to shop for the engagement ring was a thing.
That is not
a ring, but you don't know.
I just want to get an idea of what she likes.
But hold on, though. That was, like, a long time ago, no offense. The internet now has changed all that. You could just get on the internet with your freaking woman now and tell, you could be like, "This is the ring I like." You don't have to go to it. Back then, it was like...
Well, my cousin went through something very similar with trying to hide the ring, but he's an idiot and tried to hide it in the underwear drawer, and then his now wife was going through the underwear drawer.
Of course, because she does the laundry,
right?
Of course. Yeah, what an idiot.
Pulls it out, and then he, like, in the moment, he didn't know what to do. He ran up and, like, tackled her onto the bed jokingly, started tickling her, and then got on one knee and proposed, and, like... In the moment, he ran up, panicked, went to the bed. I have goosebumps. Tickled her in a hole.
He probably has something really elaborate planned. I just had to tickle you on the bed.
I just thought it was interesting because it's just one of those things I never thought about that men go through. And then I started thinking, man, that's stressful. And then he said, "Can you take this bag?" Because he had just come from the jeweler. He goes, "I'm going to keep the box. I don't know where the hell it's going to go. It's so big. I can't put it in my pocket."
Yeah.
And he goes, "But can you just take the bag it came in and throw it away?" And I looked at him and I go, "There is no way I'm throwing away this bag. Your girlfriend may want this bag, dude. You may think this is stupid, but this is the ring you picked up the bag in. She may want the box and the bag. So I, being your friend, am going to walk into my house, hide it, and I'll give it back to you after you propose." And I did. I took it back the other day.
Oh, is it one of those nice, like, paper bags that it comes in?
No, it's just a bag from a jeweler, but I thought, but women want crap like that. I'm a woman. I know these things. So she's going to be like, "I want the box. I want the bag." And so I brought it back.
Now, Allie, this whole...
And everything went well. He proposed, but it opened my eyes to what you guys go through. I never occurred to me.
This whole story started with I was starting to mow my lawn, and then I got stopped. But how soon into this did you go, bro, I appreciate all of this. This is great. I'm glad to know. But I need to finish my lawn. Yeah, can you go? What the hell?
I couldn't have said that to somebody who just got an engagement ring. The guy spent thousands of dollars. I'm like, that's great. Can I go mow my lawn now?
I'm glad I was the first person you knew, but I got stuff to do. I got a schedule. Hello.
I did feel special that he stopped to tell me because he's like, I have to tell somebody and you're the first house I passed of somebody I know.
Do you imagine him driving?
He's
like, I got to tell somebody. Got to tell.
Yeah, right?
He knew that I was far enough away from his girlfriend that I wouldn't tell her. True. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like perfect. So
somebody
someone
texted in, what about lesbian engagements? LOL was also nervous. I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Any engagement
that's
is purpose.
Okay, yeah. That's fair. Fine. Yeah. Look, fine. I'll say it this way. Whoever the hell bought the ring, okay?
Yes.
Man or woman. I feel bad for you that you have to say, because I guess women do propose too.
Absolutely.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hey.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so how is Kanye West passing up Jay-Z? Well, he is now the highest earning hip-hop artist, making $150 million a year. Okay, and here's the worst. The Yeezy brand expected to hit $1.5 billion in sales, which means he's jumped Jay-Z to become Forbes' highest paid hip-hop act for the first time, which means we don't want Yeezy to beat out Jay-Z. I'm team Jay-Z.
Yeah,
okay.
Can we get one richest rapper list where it's based on their music or something about their music? I don't care about your empire. I want to know about what's from the music.
Yes.
And when it comes to the music, hold on. When it comes to the music, Jay-Z has had, I believe it's 16 albums. And I'm pretty sure of those 16, 16 have gone to number one and 16 have gone platinum. Hey, Kanye, shut the hell up, man.
I know.
These rappers, you're not making money on music anymore because you make pennies for streaming music anymore, so they make their money on their endorsements and selling Yeezy shoes for $900 a pair.
Yeah!
That's how they make their money now.
Clothesline.
Look at Diddy with Ciroc. Diddy's multi hundreds of million dollars off of Ciroc.
Yeah, but
he hasn't had an album in years. When's the last time he had a Diddy album? But he's still up there on the top.
But
I guarantee Diddy's up there.
And Diddy and Jay-Z I'd put on the same level, but Kanye and Jay-Z, he's his little brother. The little brother doesn't go above the big brother. It doesn't
happen
that way.
You know why it is? Because Kanye's getting right with God. That's why. He started things with the Lord, and that's why he's taking over. That's why.
Okay.
See?
Riggs, hold on. Riggs has said some... I'm not even going to say... I got to walk out.
Look.
That's the craziest thing Riggs has ever said.
And there's been a lot of dogs.
Kanye West is right with God.
Gibbons is literally leaving right now.
And that is why... Jay-Z is not the top rapper anymore because Kanye West took him out.
I'm with Gibbons. Actually, you know what? Screw it. I'm coming with you.
No,
work out. I'm leaving.
Oh,
goodbye.
Cool. They're both leaving.
Yeah.
So it's just intern Visco Girl and I anymore. We're the only Kanye West fans left in the world right now. Do you want to be a Kanye West fan with me? Are you team Kanye or team Jay-Z?
I mean...
Are you going to be team Jay-Z?
We got to save the show.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on.
I was just asking her. She didn't give me an answer.
She said yes.
Yes.
Visco girl, I don't know what question Riggs asked you, but
I don't follow hip hop. I'm sorry.
I would
not be team Kanye. I know that much.
What kind of music do you listen to?
I listen to pop music.
Me too.
Yeah.
But I like a good rap. She didn't grow up in the 90s. That's the damn problem.
No.
She doesn't know what's up.
I'm gonna
stay on team.
We lived and breathed rap, honey.
That's fine. I'll stay team Kanye all day. All day. What?
Well,
text
somebody's
seven.
Got to. You better go to his church
yeah,
service
right.
too.
I will. I'll be there this Sunday. Okay. You can text to 71037, Team Kanye or Team Jay-Z. Please.
You're crazy.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Are you living your best life? Trying something out for the first time this weekend, you guys.
Oh?
Living my best life at Bayview Bash. Never been before. Always heard good things about it. And it's tomorrow.
I've never heard of it either.
KS.
Bayview Bash. It's in...
Yeah, what is it?
Bayview.
Nice Spanish.
Uh-huh.
KS.
No say, Allie. No say. It's my first time, amiga. It's my first time there.
¿Dónde está?
Está en Bayview.
Sí, me gusta.
¿De dónde eres?
La música o no?
Note to all
sí,
the Hispanic people out
música.
There. Three white people open to taking Spanish lessons from anyone that wants to teach.
Mm-hmm. Música, comida,
hola.
Bebidas.
Ooh, wow.
Fiesta.
Sí.
I don't know. It's going to be great.
It sounds
Bayview,
badass.
It sounds cool. Bayview yeah. Bash. There's music. There's food. There's white claws. I think I'm going to do some claws this weekend because... We're going to a friend's house, and she has a bunch of
white claws. Koozies. Nasty. Can I just be honest?
This is living your best life.
Sorry.
You shut up right now.
What the hell?
Worst of all, those drinks.
You shut
listen
your
here.
Mouth. Shut up.
Wait,
come on.
Stop it. No, you don't really think white claws the best out of all your choices, do
you? We're living our best life.
Okay,
all
I'm
right.
Just asking.
Living our best life, we do. Because there's no laws when you're drinking the claws,
yeah,
Allie.
Yeah, but a great slogan. Da, 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 da. Worst yeah,
booze. No, ha, no laws when
only
you're drinking.
When da, 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 ba, 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 ba.
No laws when you're drinking the claws.
Girls, the white claw's the grossest.
No laws.
I almost just said the F word. Screw it. I'll admit it. I'll admit it, okay? I've only had White Claw. I haven't had the others.
Oh, dude. Start branching out. Everything will change.
I've heard so much about Press. I really want to try Press.
First of all, Henry's is the Miller brand, okay?
Yeah.
Henry's is the, that's why it's at Miller Park, yeah, Summerfest. Yeah, so
thank
first
you.
Of all, we should be fighting for Henry's. And then after that, I went for Press, which is done by Milwaukee Brewing Company.
Yeah.
But I've destroyed Riggs's living his best life because I cannot, no, as an
not
honest,
living your best life.
As an honest person on the show, I cannot honestly tote the White Claw anymore and be serious about it. I cannot.
You've changed my Friday plans.
I'm telling you. Go try the Smirnoff Ices.
Fine,
are
I'll drink Press tonight. I'll drink White Claw tomorrow. But I'll compare the two and I'll report back on Monday.
You know you can do no laws with the other drinks too.
No,
you don't have to have the White Claw.
Ain't no stress when you're drinking the Press.
Boom!
See? There you go.
Boom, boom.
There you go. No stress.
Seriously, though.
You can send the check to Riggs Radio and Allie, Faith, and Gibbons over here. How are you living your best life? You can text us 71037 or you just call us 799-1037. What are you doing to live your best life? 103.7 KISS FM, 5 sauce.
I'm dead ass going to go get a bunch of these and try a taste test. Because
I'm telling you, it changed my life tasting the others. You'll never go back to White Claw. Never.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7KISSFM.com.